The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. I'm so happy that you are here with me today because we have a fantastic show. Yes, we have Michael Castaldo. He's a fantastic musician, and we've got some beautiful music from him. And later on in the program, I have a fabulous, easy, very, very easy holiday recipe. So I know you're going to want to stick around for that. But it's now my great pleasure to welcome Italian-American musician Michael Castaldo, who is known for his crossover Italian ballads and Italian versions of popular hits. Michael was born in Italy. He immigrated to Canada and became a citizen with his family when he was just a young boy. He studied music at Berklee College of Music in Boston. He's toured North America and Europe, including performances at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, the Rainbow Room, Toronto's Queen Elizabeth Theatre, and Italy's Pescara Opera House. Michael has been making New York City his home for the past 36 years, and I'd like to welcome him to the program right now. How are you today, Michael?
We are doing fine, as good as it can be expected under the circumstances of what is going on in the world. And it's such a pleasure to be on your show again, Laura.
I am so happy that you reminded me that we hadn't talked in so long, and it's just so wonderful to reconnect, because this music that you're putting out now is, I just love it so much. I've always loved your music, as you know. I've always been a big fan, a big follower. I had the great opportunity quite a few years ago to attend one of your concerts in New York City. It was just fantastic. So I just want to get right
to it. Thank you.
But you're welcome. The holidays are here. They're here. And I'm hoping you'll talk about your beautiful holiday-themed release, Feliz Navidad, and how it gives a respectful nod to Jose Feliciano.
Well, I'd like to think that we are giving a respectful nod to Jose. I had the wonderful opportunity to work with him many years ago as a producer and songwriter. And we stayed in touch over the years. He lives in Connecticut, and I have a lot of friends and family in Connecticut. And so whenever we are visiting, we try to make the effort to connect and stay in touch.
So you thought, well, it's time to do your incredible arrangement of this tune. Is that kind of how it came about?
So with Jose, he is such an incredible artist, and anything I do that has flamenco guitar or that Latin vibe, I'm always inspired by his soulfulness and his creativeness. So I wanted to acknowledge, obviously, he is the original writer of this classic Christmas song, and And the style that we are doing it in brings many of his influences. My guitar player, Francesco Grant from Italy, when he started learning guitar, he listened to a lot of Jose Feliciano. Jose inspired him. And then at the end of the song, you'll hear me saying Jose, or singing Jose rather than Ole, as again, another nod to Jose.
I love it. I love it. And of course, I'm such a big fan of his music as well. So it's kind of a double duty for me in this fantastic recording. And it really whispers Merry Christmas in 25 different languages. So that's what it's amazing. It just blows my mind. Just talk a little bit about how you came up with that concept for this recording as well.
Being a traveler, I've always felt learning the pleasantries in as many different languages. Good morning, hello, I love you, cheers in many languages. And so I thought, why not do the same with Merry Christmas? And I have fans all over the world, as we can see on social media, where they're coming from. And so I reached out way back. As probably you and many other know, we start working on Christmas songs in the summertime so that we're done and ready come the fall and it's ready for release. So I reached out to many of my fans and put the word out there way back in July, August, for people to record Merry Christmas in their language and to send it to me. And then when the time came to mix it, we just kind of made them little whispers, EQ'd it, so it sounds like a phone call from from that country. And so truly making it an international song, because originally Jose did it bilingual in English and in Spanish.
Yes,
and I just wanted to add my flavor of truly make it an international. And then at the end, I say Merry Christmas in Italian.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I know everybody's saying, well, you're talking about it. You're talking about it. Why don't you play it for us, Laura? And so here it is, Michael Castaldo's wonderful Happy Holiday release, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero anno y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero anno y felicidad.
wow. Every time I listen to it, I just love it more and more and more. I want to thank you so much for sharing that track with us. Now, where can everybody hear this track?
Streaming music services are Apple and Spotify. To download it, it's Amazon. And of course, if you are a techie and you are audiophile, then I suggest you go to Tidal because they have the highest resolution. But those are the primary ones.
Great, great. And your website is michaelcastaldo.com. And I urge everyone to go there after the program and you can get more information on Michael and his fantastic music. Now, the second tune, also, I just, once again, I was blown away when you sent this to me, Africa, and it honors this really famous song, specifically, I think you were saying, specifically to your connection between the band Toto and the music. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, you know, I was in college, in music school, way back when this song came out. And as you can imagine, if you're a student in college, you're kind of nerdy about songs and production and musicians. And the band Toto is made up of, you know, top A++ session musicians from Los Angeles. And this particular band happened to have three Italian Americans, and being Italian myself, I always like to learn the roots of who I listen to. And we're talking about specifically about the Porcaro brothers. And when it comes to drumming, being in the pocket, there's very few drummers that have that magic. Steve Gadd being one of them, but Jeff Porcaro. Yeah. Yes, and you could just feel it. The original song played, it was so in the park, it very, very little fills. And the fills that were setting up the choruses were just phenomenal. Simple, but so phenomenal to set up this huge, triumphant chorus. So the song stayed with me from day one when I was listening to it. Many years later, when my wife and I got married, it was our first dance, believe it or not.
Wow.
And, yes. So it's part of our story forever and ever and ever. Mm. And then I released it, singing it in Italian several years ago, and it had a little bit of success. People gravitated, and they loved it. And this time around, we wanted to do a reggaeton beat to it, since reggaeton is now not only popular in South and Central America, but all over the world. And so we went back into the studio and redid it again, and hence it's called Africa 2022, but 2022 is written out in Roman numerals.
Yes, and, it is. Africa 2022. When everybody looks for the tune, that's what you're going to look for. And we're saving that for the end of the program today because it's just a great way, going to be a great way to close out the show. So last but not least, what is coming up for you in 2023? What are your plans, your goals, etc.?
My plans and goals, thank you for asking, is to continue the pace of putting out a digital single every 4 to 5 weeks. I did so in 2022, starting way back in April with my version of Hotel California, and been releasing a track every month since then, ending with Feliz Navidad. For 2023, we're looking to continue that pace with another song dropping in January. And God willing, if we can keep it up every month, I plan to release a new remix or reimagined single if I can. It's very hard work.
Yes.
So hard. It's unbelievable, but it's really disciplined me to keep up the creative juices. And that's the way it works these days with streaming music and building your audience on music streaming websites like Spotify. You got to continuously put out music.
You know what? It's so true, and it's true for all content. I mean, we're always with the television show, with the books. I mean, everybody wants new content, which is what is so incredible and I feel so blessed about is that, as you mentioned about 2 minutes ago, it's really, really, it is, it's really hard work and it's dedicated work, but it's important to know that everybody's listening. They're loving your music, and that's what's so great about it. So it's well worth the effort. Well, in closing today, I want to wish you and your family a very healthy and happy holiday season. And I just hope we have the chance to do this again. When you have more tracks out, come back on. We'll play them. We'll talk about them. And I just wish you all good things this year and in 2023.
Thank you so much. Ricambio le sentimazioni a te e la tua famiglia. I just said in Italian, I wish you all the best for this holiday season to you and your family as well. And yes, I look forward to coming back on your show in the next year with some more music. Thank you. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much. Well, that was the amazing, the incredible Michael Castaldo. And we have the Africa track coming up later in the program. I know you're going to want to stick around and listen to that. And after the program today, you may want to visit Michael at his website, michaelcastaldo.com. That's michaelcastaldo.com, spelled michaelcastaldo.com. Well, holiday season, yes it is, it is here, yes it is, da-da-da-da-da, the holiday season is upon us, and gee, I always want quick and easy recipes. This is a good one from season 10 of Jazzy Vegetarian, and that season is airing all around the country right now. You can go to jazzyvegetarian.com and just click on our television schedule and see if it's airing on a station in your area. And of course, Jazzy Vegetarian airs every single Sunday and Monday on the Create channel. And you want to check createtv.com. Check the schedule there and see when it airs in your area. It's in season 5 on Create Network, and the new season, season 10, hooray, hooray, is airing on a lot of PBS stations all around the country. So this is my holiday recipe, maple sweet potatoes. And this is from season 10, episode 1008. Episode 1008. You're going to find that at jazzyvegetarian.com under TV recipes, episode 1008. All right. Now this dish pairs with many entrees. It makes a great addition to any holiday meal. But as a matter of fact, I've served this for weekday meals. It's so easy to make and it can be ready in 30 minutes or less. And this makes 4 servings. On the website, we also have 8 servings listed, how to do it for 8 servings. So if you have a larger get-together, we've got that there for you too. You're going to start off with 3 medium sweet potatoes or yams, peeled and cubed, 2 tablespoons of vegan buttery spread, plus more if you want it, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. That's what makes it holiday. And it also makes it great if you're not serving pumpkin pie at your holiday meal. You serve this and it kind of gives you a little bit of that pumpkin pie flair during the meal. And then 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. All you need to do is steam the sweet potatoes until they're soft, about 20 to 25 minutes. Transfer them to a large bowl. Add the vegan buttery spread, the maple syrup, pumpkin pie spice, and salt. And then just mash, 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 mash with a potato masher until smooth, adding a bit more of that vegan buttery spread if the potatoes seem dry. Serve them right away, and you've got a fabulous, fabulous side dish for the holidays. Oh, yeah. And of course, the season 10th anniversary edition of Jazzy Vegetarian, my original book, and it's been all updated, is now available at jazzyvegetarian.com. It's available at Amazon. It's a fantastic book. I've added 25 new recipes, all the recipes from season 1, all the recipes from season 10 right there in that book. So you want to go to jazzyvegetarian.com, and if you order from there, you'll get a signed copy from me. Oh, yeah. Well, it is time. Michael Castaldo, Africa. Fantastic. Originally done by Toto, and now by Michael Castaldo. And here it is, Africa 2022.
Conversazioni. Volo diretto, arriva presto, le stelle che mi guidano verso la salvezza. Fermo un uomo lungo la strada, vecchie parole dimenticate e melodie antiche. Rivolse a
Castaldo, Africa 2022. Man, that is a great track. I just love that. And you can learn more about Michael at michaelcastaldo.com. And boy, I just love that. Well, I want to thank you for joining me here today. It's been such a pleasure sharing my recipes and this fabulous music with you, and I hope you'll join us every Wednesday on Mind, Body, Spirit FM for the Laura Theodore Podcast. Have a happy, healthy holiday. In fact, until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well from me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report, bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.